Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your goals. Today I'm joined by my guest, Barry O'Sullivan from O'Sullivan Fitness on Facebook. Hey Barry.
Hey Brian, hey everyone.
So today's episode is something that's very relevant to both of us today. Myself and Barry were talking over coffee earlier about what we're going to just talk on today's episode. These are very freestyle episodes. We don't do any editing. I don't really do any editing in any of my work. It's why I get in trouble for saying stuff. But basically, I've had one of those days where my training was just in a funk today, where I just couldn't get my mind into the muscle. I couldn't get my head into the workout. And I kind of left a little bit annoyed, because you have those days where you're just not feeling it. And I know Barry's been in a similar position today with work and life in general. We just like, I'm not feeling it. So talk a bit more about that, Barry.
Yeah, I think everyone can relate to this, no matter what profession you're in. Some days you get up and it's just not working. You feel like you're flogging a dead horse. And I suppose from my perspective, it's, you know, at the moment we've talked about before, me going into the transition of going full time, and you have great thoughts and you think everything's going to fly, but some days it just doesn't work. And I think it's just the head goes down, but it's just a matter of kind of reminding yourself, picking yourself up and realizing, you know, it's just one day. It's just a few hours. Just, you know, pick yourself back up and tomorrow's another day and go from there, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's funny because people tend to put people that are high in business or high in fitness or high in subjectively high in life on a pedestal and assume that you don't have bad days. And again, this is a subjective thing. I'm not saying that I'm in this bracket or Barry's in this bracket or whoever else is in the bracket, but we look at people that are quote unquote ahead of us and we think that they never have bad days, that they never have funks. And there's one thing that I've learned from being in the fitness industry and as I explore more business avenues and working with people that I've looked up to for a long period of time, I realize that we all have those funks and it just manifests itself into different channels for each one of us. Today, for me, it was down to my workout. I just couldn't get my head into it. Like there's different things that will affect it. And as we go on in the episode, we'll talk about things that you, where you can set yourself up for success by getting a good night's sleep, making sure your food is right and all of these other things. But there are days when you just feel like you're flogging the dead horse. I could be in the gym for another 5 hours and I wouldn't have got a pump because I just wasn't feeling my workout, to the point that I didn't even record it on Snapchat. I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling it today. I'm flogging the dead horse. I'm going to leave it and I'm probably going to go for a run later on today. One of the best things that I find that supports me on those days when you're just not feeling it is to resign yourself to the fact that it's not working today and just take a step back and then just evaluate why. And then if you feel better later on, then do it. I've been training nearly 16 years, so I know if I have a bad workout, there's something off in my nutrition, there's something off in my supplements, I haven't slept, or I'm stressed out, or there's something going on that's a cause and effect of why I'm not having a good workout. So sometimes it's a case of just pulling yourself back. I know myself today, my mind has been going crazy with a couple of new business avenues and business ventures that I'm going into. I'm trying to set up a couple of things in the US with a guy out in the US, and that has been stressing me out in terms of consuming my thoughts, which has affected my workout today. And normally that will detach me from the whole experience, and the workout normally helps, but today it manifested itself in a terrible workout, and that happens to people. You know, Barry, for example, today was had it with work. Well, what do you think caused it for you?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those mornings, you know, things go wrong for you, and then suddenly you paint the whole day with the same brush. You know, it's just things aren't going to go right for you. And it can even be just like that in the gym. You know, you could have the idea of having a great workout and you go in and it just doesn't work for you. And as I said, sometimes it can be something that was off. If you don't have all your ducks in order in terms of your nutrition or you slept badly that night, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you're just going to have a bad day. So I think even with me, you know, it's sometimes it's just letting all these things build up and you start worrying. But if you take a step back, you realize, hold on a second, it's not as bad as you think. You know, you are in a good place. You know, you've good people around you. You just kind of have to take a step back, take a deep breath and kind of go from there, you know, because as I said, like, you know, you can always say tomorrow's another day, like, you know. So I sometimes think we kind of paint the day with a bad brush and we kind of say, oh, that's it, like, you know,
then you write the whole thing off,
nothing's gonna work. But as I say, like, you know, just like you did earlier, you're saying, all right, stop, I might go for a run later, you know, pick it up, but don't force it, like, you know, just go from there.
Yeah, that's why it's so important as well. That's why when I'm talking, you mentioned your network of people that you're around.
Yeah.
Like, I found myself that there's days when it's so important that you've got that network of people, you know, there's you, there's Emma, there's Paul, there's people that I work with, people that I surround myself with, that will can have the ability to pick you back up if you're having a bad day. Like, it's so important. Like they say, the Jim Rohn quote, you're the average of the five people you hang around with. And I've spoken about this before and how important it is that you're running alongside people who are, they don't have to be channeled in the same direction as you, but they're achieving and stretching for things that are driving them and are making them happier, because that's going to land onto you. You know, if they say if you hang around with four alcoholics, you'll turn into the fifth. You hang around with, you know, four drug addicts, you'll turn into the fifth. You know, and it's something that they, the same as you hang around with four millionaires, you become the fifth. Like, that can be a positive thing as well. And it's true. Like, if you have a look back through your life, and I've done this when I've sat and paused and reflected and thought about the people that I've surrounded myself with and hung around with in different journeys and chapters of my life, I'm like, wow, I literally became that person or another version of that kind of person. Like, when I was in college, I was surrounding myself with a lot of party people and people that lived that lifestyle. So I lived that lifestyle. When I started competing, I surrounded myself with people that had a lot of their own body dysmorphia, and they channeled it into the gym. And that heightened my state of awareness that, wow, this is how I am as well. And it's not until you pause and reflect and realize that the people you surround yourself with have that ability to bring you up or bring you down. And it's the same now when I'm having a bad day and I've had a bad workout. Sometimes I'll talk to somebody that's in my network and they'll just be like, okay, well, why? What caused that? Sometimes it's a case of, they say if you ask a question three times or ask why three times, you'll find out what's wrong. You know, and I know myself, why did I have a bad workout? Because I didn't feel right. Why didn't I feel right? Because I was stressed out. Why was I stressed out? Because I'm thinking about a deal that I'm doing. Like, and that, if you ask yourself why three times, you'll come to the source of the problem. It's cause and effect. Sometimes it's a case of just acknowledging that that's what's happening today, you know, and I may go for a run later on today. I may not, you know, I've resigned myself to the fact that I'm like, it, what'll be will be. Today wasn't a good workout. The reality of the situation is one bad workout isn't going to make you out of shape the same way as one good workout doesn't put you into shape. One bad day at work isn't going to make you broke. One bad, you know, one good day at work isn't going to make you rich. You know, that's the way it is. It's step by step. We get ahead, but not necessarily in fast spurts. It's setting yourself up so that you're hitting it right 80, 90% of the time, and you've a little bit of leeway where you can fail, quote unquote fail, when you not do what you set out to achieve that 10% of the time, and it's not going to have a major negative impact on your life. That's kind of the way that I approach a lot of things that I know has supported me in terms of nearly living your life by 80-20, that if you get it right 80% of the time, you know, that other 20% when you're not feeling it or you're tired or you're sluggish or you're stressed out won't have an effect on that 80%. So I find that really, really helps me.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, what other kind of motivators you find helps you? You know, some people find they just go onto a certain video on YouTube or they read a certain part of a book and it really picks them back up. Is there anything that you always say, oh, I'm going to turn to this person, or what works for you?
Do you find it? Do you know what? That's an amazing question. Because there are, I literally have go-to things. This is why I love reading, because I literally have books that I will turn to when I need motivation or inspiration or innovation in an idea. I literally set up my life that every morning during my morning routine, and I've spoken on other channels, if you're not following my Snapchat, BrianK019, make sure you're following my Snapchat. I put my morning routine up there where I do my GA recovery strategy every morning, which is myofascial release, trigger point tension, dynamic and static stretches. And I listen to my audiobook, or I listen to business podcasts, or I listen to things that fuel my mind in the area that I'm trying to develop that day. Like, what I generally spend my time doing in the morning is listening to things in business, because my first entire half of my day is largely moving my business forward. I'll do all my creative work in the morning. You know, I get up at 5:30 or 6 a.m. I'll do my morning routine for 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the morning. And then I'll do my creative work. Like, Tim Ferriss has a great thing on his podcast where he talks about being the maker in the morning and a manager in the evening. And I do it. I called it creative and reactive. I'm actually going to just steal what Tim Ferriss said, because I prefer maker and manager. But I find that flooding my mind with ideas on business keeps me motivated every morning. And I regularly get this. I've got this from you. I've got this from Paul. I've got this from other people. They're like, how do you stay so motivated in terms of in your business and constantly? And I put out more content than anybody. You know, I put out videos and blogs and podcasts and Snapchats, and I'm on every network, nearly every platform. And I try and give as much value as I can on there. And for me, it's down to using that time to flood my mind with ideas. You know, if I read a book on marketing, it spurs my why and gives me motivation to, right, I need to be on social media today. Or I'm reading a book on principle of economics. It makes me understand the different ways in which I can fulfill the business targets that I've set myself. And flooding my mind with that kind of information supports me. And that goes for every area of your life. I'll spend the second half of the day listening to things on physiology or biomechanics or, you know, neuroscience and things that just surround yourself with the brain. I'm on a big neuroscience kick at the minute. Like things to do with the brain, psychology, your cognitive dissonance, all the things that are making you realize why you're making decisions. You know, I've talked before about the evolutionary reasons for envy, that, you know, the reason we've designed envy is because once upon a time that kept you alive. When you saw, you know, another guy with a girl and food, you got envious of it and it made you go out and get a girl and food. Like, that's literally, it's an evolutionary psychology design. It's something that kept us alive thousands of years ago, which makes us miserable today. But understanding the why and the evolutionary reasons and the neuroscience behind what's happening allows me to support the people I work with. You know, when I do Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives, people will regularly ask me things like, you know, how can I be motivated like we're talking about today? How can I be happier? And understanding the why and the actual reasons to why you feel a certain way supports me in my life. And then it's huge, it's massive.
Because a lot of the time we don't understand, and I think that's why we get confused or we think there's something wrong with us then.
Yeah.
But like yourself, you've educated yourself on the matter and you realize there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's like when you get down, sometimes people feel depressed or down and they think there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
But if they're educated or they go and talk to someone or read up on it, they realize, hold on, this is normal. There's reasons for this.
Yeah.
And you know that from reading and reading and reading on different matters, which is very interesting. And I think more people can take from that. Like, you know, that's something I'm really starting to like etch into my brain. I'm like, less laptop, more books.
Yeah.
You know, because I look at yourself and, you know, you say in the mornings, like, and studies have shown you're actually more creative in the morning. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, if I'm going to write a blog or something, do it in the morning.
Yeah.
Stop trying to do it before bed and wondering why you can't put pen to paper or literally put your hand on the laptop. Like, so I think reading more, we can get so much from not just learning, but realizing more about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if people probably forget that you're not just reading up on nutrition and training the whole time. There's so much to do with literally how your mind works. It's not all to do with the muscles, all to do with the organs. It's literally how the brain's going to work, how you respond. And I think as you said, once you educate yourself on that, you're always in control. So if you're up, you're down, or you're not sure of something, you always kind of have a reference point.
Yeah.
You can kind of stand back and say, well, hold on a second, I know why this is happening. It's normal. And I think that can get you out of the funk sometimes.
Agreed.
You know, and it's like certain reference points we say, like some that stick with us forever. Like you probably have ones up in your wall or your laptop that you got like 3-4 years ago, but you're like, oh, I love that one. That's always going to stay with me.
Yeah.
Like my one on my laptop is the John Thomas quote that he always said, you know, it was, it's to do with success. So, you know, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Now, it doesn't mean I wake up every morning and stare at it for 10 minutes, but anytime I open my laptop, it just like, it hits me and it kind of clicks at me again and it might me get out of this funk. So instead, sometimes when I'm on the laptop and I might be going onto YouTube or Facebook, I'm like, hold on a second, you have something else to do here that's more important. What's gonna help you reach your goals? So it's small things like that, I think, that can kind of help us, that we can refer to, that you just see a couple of times a day. Like you'd agree, because I know you write stuff down, like you have it on your laptop as well. So I think things like that can definitely help.
100%. I think that's brilliant. Like the more I read about people's brain and your mindset, and the more I realize about you're so massively affected by things on a subconscious level that you need to fuel your mind with things that are going to support you moving forward. This is why I'm so big on the network of people and the TV you consume. When Barry says read, he means consume information, because I consume a lot of my information through audiobooks. You know, I read a lot, but a lot of my information, I store information and consume information and remember it way better when I consume it through audio. You know, I know Paul, for example, who's doing a lot of my, you know, training sessions when he started first and he was coming under my mentorship stuff. He consumes his information from videos, from YouTube and from different channels and people that he follows. So what that consumption of information looks like for you may be different. Some person's going to be from books. Someone else is going to be from audiobooks. Somebody else is going to be from YouTube channels. Somebody else is going to be from podcasts. It's the information you consume, and how you consume it is going to be down to personal preference and understanding the way that you learn best. But feeding your mind with that, so that on a subconscious level, you're setting yourself up to succeed regardless of what avenue in life you decide to go. You know, I've, again, mentioned my Snapchat earlier. I regularly put up the posts that I put on my wall or on my whiteboards that just trigger things that keep me on track. You know, as I said, that the Eric Thomas quote, the as soon as you want to succeed is as bad as you want to breathe. You know, if that resonates with you and lands with you, and that's setting you on your path every single morning, that's going to set you up for the day. And it's when you add up all of these things, you know, it's step by step you get ahead, not necessarily in fast spurts. When you set yourself up and put a routine in place that's going to support you, that helps massively. And another thing, as Barry mentioned, which is really important, is I talked about the maker that I took from Tim Ferriss, the creative period in the morning. Regardless of what that looks like for you, because if you may be working in an office, you may be a stay-at-home mom, you may not be, you know, running your own business or doing these things, but getting your morning routine for me has been massive, because how you start the day is normally setting you up for how the rest of the day is going to go. I have found for me, and I learned this through teaching. So my background is I was a primary school teacher for 4 years in London. And we used to always do our numeracy and literacy first thing in the morning. I used to teach fifth class, fifth grade. So, you know, 10, 11 year olds. And they used to always do, we used to do numeracy and literacy in the morning, because it's scientifically proven that we learn better in the morning and consume information and retain it better in the morning. And we're more creative with our writing and things that we do. So I literally stole that from teaching, and I do all of my creative work in the morning. I record most of my podcasts, any of my blogs, any of the stuff that I'm writing for the book, which will be out early summer. I do all of that first thing in the morning during my most creative period. That's a time that I think everybody could benefit from blocking off. You know, I've talked about morning routines in different videos on YouTube and on Facebook Lives, and I've spoken about how important it is to block off that time. Your morning is going to set you up for the whole day, and I've been a victim of this. Like, I've literally rolled out of bed on mornings. I've turned on to my Facebook, I've turned on to my Instagram, I've turned on to my Snapchat before I've rolled out of bed, you know, and that has automatically sent you into a reactive state. You know, I've literally started putting my phone in another room now. I've got my sad lamp, which is my alarm clock, which mimics daylight as it comes up. SAD, seasonal something disorder, I can't remember the... It's the one that mimics daylight and it'll wake you up through daylight. And I have white noise, which I use at nighttime to help me sleep. That sets me up to get a better night's sleep. And it means that I can't turn over to my phone first thing in the morning and go straight onto Instagram and Facebook, because I was finding I was rolling over and checking my phone before I was even out of my bed. So you're now in a reactive state as soon as you're out of your bed, and your entire day is set up like that. You're reacting to situations. You're reacting to people coming at you. Whereas if you take that time, the reason I get up at 5:30 or 6 for me is because very few other people are awake. There's nobody else in my house awake. Holly's asleep till 9. You know, I have a 2 or 3 hour window where there's nothing to get me distracted. And if I avoid things that make me reactive, like my emails and my social media, I can be creative in that period of time, and I'm blocking it off and feeding my mind with things that are going to support me for the rest of the day. For me, it's normally a business book, and I do the things that interest me later on in the day. The books that I read or consume, information that I consume on, you know, mindset or neuroscience or physiology or the body or nutrition, I tend to do that later in the day, because that's more the interest in the things that I love very naturally, and I can switch back on for those things. But things like business that I would have naturally found harder, I consume it first thing in the morning, because it sets me up for the entire day, and then it sets me off on a creative period for the rest of the day. I think everybody would personally benefit from blocking off half an hour window in the morning and making a morning routine for yourself, whatever that looks like for you. For me, it's the GA recovery strategy. I do it in the morning while I'm listening to my audiobook, purely because I get really, really tight. I'm 16 years training. Probably 15 years of those years of training where I haven't been doing stretches or haven't been doing myofascial release and haven't been doing trigger point tension, and I haven't been doing the things to look after my body from a recovery point of view. So I read a great book, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. He talked about his morning routine where he incorporated stretches into his morning routine because he was already up in the morning. He had a routine of his putting on a smoothie in the morning while he was listening to an audiobook, and he's like, well, I just added in something else into a current habit. And that's one of the best ways to start a new habit, is to find something that you're currently doing and then add something else into it. They say from the University of London, it takes 67 days to form a new habit, or 68 days to form a new habit. And I find now, if I don't do that recovery strategy first thing in the morning, I feel really off for the day, because it's so built and ingrained in me now, and it sets me up. It means that I'm not in a reactive state. You're in a creative state. You're in a proactive state where you're able to take the day on and get the most important tasks of the day done. That may not look like a blog for you. That may not look like videos or a podcast for you, but it may look like in reading or consuming information that supports you on your journey. You might be listening to this podcast. You might be watching a video from me or another fitness person, and they're supporting you on your Barry's channel on O'Sullivan Fitness on Facebook. You may be consuming that information to support you with your fitness and nutrition and supplementation goals. That may be what it looks like for you. My advice for anybody listening to get yourself out of a funk is set your day up at the start and then consume the information that's going to support you. If you do that every single day, you're going to get days like I've had today where I didn't have a good training session, or where Barry had a poor, the way he felt about business and life. And just one of those days, you have those, but they're way fewer and far between. And the reality is the people that make it and the people that don't, in terms of getting into shape or starting their own business or, you know, being a better family person or consuming the information that supports whatever that best version of you looks like, They're the people that set themselves up for success, and you have control of that. You know, I think it's an Eric Thomas quote where he talks about you control effort, and effort's the only true thing that you control, and you have full control of the effort you put in to your workouts, into the information you consume, into the media you prescribe to or subscribe to. You have control of that, so feed your mind with things that are going to support you becoming the best version of you, because that's the most important thing. Anything you'd like to add on that, Barry?
No, you pretty much, you close it up there very well. I think it's just to remind people that it is normal to get into those funks. It's just how we deal with it.
Yeah.
Do you know, like you said, I'd say people look at yourself and think, God, he must be just motivated 24/7. But it's nice to be able to hear from yourself that, you know, it happens to me too through my training, but it's how you deal with it. So getting up in the morning, like you said, and starting off on the right track is the best thing you can do. And the effort, and just how you look at it, as I said, standing back and realizing it's not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's just one little funk you're in. You'll come back out of it, you know, tomorrow's another day. Or you can even just step back and say, well, look, I still have 10 hours left in the day here. What else can I do? You know,
Yeah. Don't
let small things bug you down. A lot of the times it can be external sources that are causing it. It could be someone said something to you,
Yep. Or
someone did something and you're like, oh, I'm really pissed off for the day now. But you're in full control of changing that. You know what I mean? And like you always say as well, someone doing something or saying something, that's just their opinion at that time.
Yeah.
So to not carry it with you, like, because they probably aren't going to carry it with them. They're probably off doing their day, having a great day, and now suddenly you're carrying the baggage of it.
Yeah.
So if it's something from someone else, really don't let it bother you, you know, because at the end of the day, all you can do is focus on your effort and try and have the best day possible. So I think, yeah, pretty much how you deal with it and just realize, yeah, look, there's going to be days like that where you do get down, but just to deal with it, get back up and move on. I think Yeah. That's all you can do, really, is
exactly. I'm going to leave you with two quotes. I think Barry has summed up really well there. My favorite quote, it's the one he's mentioned, is from Marcus Aurelius, that everything we see is a perspective and everything we hear is an opinion, which basically means anytime anyone says anything to you or offers something to you, it's a perspective of where they're at in their life at that current time, and it's opinion of that moment in time. When you realize that everything in life is a perspective and an opinion of that moment in time, it's a very liberating feeling.
It is, isn't it?
It's crazy. It means that you basically are in full control of the way you think. And the last quote I'm going to leave you with is, William Shakespeare gets quoted with this, but it's also in Seneca, Letters from a Stoic, where nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And those two quotes have supported me in more avenues of life than anything else, to understand that everything that comes at you is a perspective and an opinion, and the way you perceive it is the important thing. Nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so, and you have control of what way you look at it. And if you're allowing other people's opinions or perspectives sway how you go about your day, you're never going to be able to achieve anything that you want, because you're going to be so worried what other people think. And sometimes it's a case of just understanding that it's an opinion and a perspective of that moment in time. If you haven't read Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, I wouldn't start with that for Stoic philosophy. I would get your hands on Ryan Holiday's The Obstacle is the Way, which is an incredible book at introducing you to Stoic philosophy in terms of how seeing the world and how your perspective and the glasses that you look at the world in can affect everything in your life. That would be the recommendation I would advise anybody to check out if you're interested in changing the way you see the world. That was probably the one that introduced me to Stoic philosophy and the way that I now perceive the world, because at the reality, all that is different between me and Barry and anybody else is the way we see the world and our perspective of things. So hopefully that helps. So a massive thank you to my guest, Barry from O'Sullivan Fitness on Facebook. Barry, where is the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram, O'Sullivan Fitness. You'll catch me there with all my updates on health and fitness, lifestyle, everything related. And then Snapchat at BOSully92.
Brilliant. Okay, and for more information on me, or for more information on my Top 50 Online program, or my GAA Lean Body program, where you can perform like a pro and look like a pro, head over to my website, www.briankeenfitness.com, or you can email me at brian@briankeenfitness.com, and either me or my team will get back to you. And for any of my social medias, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram is all Brian Keen Fitness, and Snapchat, which is my most active platform at the minute, BrianK019. Make sure to follow me on there. Any questions that I ever get for the Q&As for the podcast come in via Snapchat. So BrianK019. Thanks so much, guys. Catch you soon.